Welcome to the podcast. I'm Hannah.
And I'm Katie. And this is
One Kiss Means Forever.
This is the podcast where we fall in love. It's springtime, but we always have other things to do as Hallmark women. You know, saving the family business, growing the best new thing. Oh, Hallmark woman's work is never done. Anyway, we're talking about our favorite made-for-TV romances, this time specifically from Hallmark. And what do we have today, Hannah?
So today we are talking about a movie that aired on Hallmark in May of 2016, specifically May 14th. It is called Tulips in Spring. And I have two synopses. The first one I'm going to read is from IMDb because it's really nice and short and sweet. An interior designer must halt her work on a big project in order to return home and assist her injured father at her family's tulip farm in rural Washington state. Short, sweet, does all the job. Hallmark, on the other hand, decided to write a book and not, you know, proofread it. Because the second word is wrong. So, at Payden Farms, that is not the name of it. It is actually Newell Farms. Rose meets Tom Novak, a handsome flower broker who acts as a liaison between the farm and the local distributors, and discovers that the farm is faltering financially and that her parents are considering selling to a ruthless competitor. As a last-ditch effort, Tom arranges for Frank to enter his most special tulip in an upcoming flower contest with the hopes of achieving national recognition and generating business. Have they told us who Frank is? No, they didn't do that. That's okay. Don't worry about it. When Frank's flowers are mysteriously sabotaged, Rose struggles to find a way to get them to bloom in time for the competition. Along the way, she finds herself appreciating her humble beginnings, reconciling with Frank. Did you know they were not reconciled? No, you didn't. It's cool. And falling into a blossoming romance with Tom. With time running out, Rose must rediscover her green thumb to save her family's farm and decide whether she'll find true happiness and true love by staying in Los Angeles or returning to her folksy hometown. And it stars Fiona Gubelman and Lucas Bryant.
I mean, like, if there was any Hallmark synopsis that was written that was either Mad Libbed or the Dadaist, like, cutting up of things and throwing them together.
Like, I mean, other than the Payton Farm thing being, you know, the wrong name, like, technically none of that is incorrect. It's just, like, so terribly written. As, like, it's not a synopsis unless you've seen the movie. It right. Doesn't make any sense.
Right. It's like if you asked an 8-year-old, all right, so what was the movie about? And then Tom arranges for Frank to enter his most special tulip. And then, sorry.
That's exactly what it was. Yes. Yes. But we broke it down and we're going to tell you.
Yes.
So it makes some sense.
Yes. let's give you the real story of Tulips in Spring. Rose Newell, played by Fiona Gubelman, grew up on a tulip farm in Washington, but has moved to Los Angeles to pursue a career in interior designing. This choice has caused a rift in her family, so she hasn't been home or talked to her father in 3 years. She's just landed the opportunity to design a house for wealthy clients and grow her career when her father falls, breaks his leg, and she finally has to go home to help with the farm during harvest season. Why is it always during harvest season that these folks get injured? Like, it's just like, you know.
Yeah, what was he doing cleaning gutters?
Yeah.
In harvest season? It's very, very silly.
Yeah.
Wait,
suspicious.
Wait until harvest is over and then break your arm or your leg or your, you know, I'm trying to think of other bones. And I
phalanges.
Obviously.
Yes, you can choose when you break a bone.
Can't you?
Ugh, never.
While Rose is aware that her parents have hired a new foreman, she is still startled when she sees a man through the window of her childhood bedroom fixing the gutter. Assuming this has to be the new foreman up for the farm, she allows him to take her over to see the tulips. Things have changed quite a bit since she's been around, including her parents working with a flower broker, which they said they'd never do. Rose badmouths the whole profession, only to learn that this man, Tom, played by Lucas Bryant, is not the foreman at all, but the aforementioned broker.
So confusing. Rose's father is still angry that she didn't want to take over the farm, so he is not thrilled to see that she's returned to help. But help she will. She preps for the first day of harvest, writes a speech for the workers, and practices. But that morning, Tom sort of like takes over. When Rose tries to be in charge by doing her practiced speech, it goes terribly, and she has to admit that Tom knows how to do things, even if he is a slimy broker. And Tom is impressed that Rose is willing to get her hands dirty and pitch in, unlike many farm owners he knows.
The farm has fallen on hard times, so Tom has helped get Rose's father into a tulip competition. Her father is growing a new breed of tulip, but things are not progressing as they should. The flowers are not blooming, even though temperature and water all seem fine. If they don't win, or at least come in second, they won't get a bump in sales, and they will likely have to sell to Rose's high school nemesis, Violet, who also clearly has designs both professionally and personally on Tom.
Rose decides that she needs to help in all aspects of the farm so her dad can focus on his tulip. She goes on deliveries with Tom, helps in the field and in the greenhouse, and also takes one of her dad's tulips and plants it in the fields just to see if it will grow. One night, she ventures out to the greenhouse and discovers that, sacre bleu, the temperature is freezing. It's sabotage.
Realizing that the tulip growing process has been tampered with, they need to figure out a way to try to save the plants. Rose comes up with an idea that might work, but it's risky, basically making it really hot for the flowers. Right? Like it's the rainforest, the room. Meanwhile, Tom discovers that Violet and the foreman conspired together to ruin the tulip so that the Newells would have to sell the farm. Tom officially turns down all of Violet's offers, personal and professional, and the foreman is fired.
While some of the tulips bloom, they don't bloom correctly and are not worthy of competition. But while walking through the fields, upset, Rose and Tom come across the one flower she had planted outside, and it's perfect, like a dance. They pot it and they bring the family savior to the competition.
During these past few weeks, Rose has still been doing her design job remotely with the help of her coworker slash boyfriend. Because she has one of those, by the way.
Right. By the way, she has a boyfriend.
But the owners of the house decide to come home early, and Rose needs to return to the house to finalize everything before they arrive. So right before the competition, she has to leave. Walking her back to her parents' door one last time, Tom asks if they have something and they kiss.
Ooh, ooh la la. Back in LA, Rose is missing the flowers. Her work is no longer fulfilling, and her boyfriend is really not her person. They amicably break up, and she quits her job to move home. On the day of the competition, Rose arrives back on her parents' farm, asking to take over. Overjoyed, they all go to the judging together, and then Rose goes to look for Tom.
Finding Tom, he's thrilled she's back and she's staying. They kiss some more and people clap, which is gross. And then the winning tulip is announced. It is Mr. Newell's. They get the business and their money problems are fixed instantly. Rose now works on the farm, maybe as the foreman. I kind of just assume that, but who knows? Tom basically works alongside her as her personal broker. And since one
One
kiss
kiss
means
means forever.
forever, these two tulip lovers will be tulip farming forevermore. The
Yeah.
end.
And it did occur to me that we never once referred to her father as Frank.
Yeah.
So to tie them together, the Hallmark synopsis in ours, Frank be Rose's dad.
Yes.
Cool. Okay.
So, what the fucks?
Well, okay. Before we begin with the fucks, I do just want to blanket that Hannah and I both on our own watches of this movie, we're texting each other going, the movie is like 30 minutes in and I have a million hallmarks. Like somehow this movie seems to just be like spaghetti thrown against the wall of hallmarks. And yet
It's got all of them.
it has all of them. And yet somehow they puzzled it together so it's not a clusterfuck.
No, and we'll get to it in the like, would you watch this movie part? I don't want to, but like,
All right.
wow. Honestly, my what the fucks are sort of few and far between.
Really? I have a few.
I have a few. I don't have like zero. My first and maybe biggest one is, I don't know if it's Lucas, like, I don't, this is not trying to be mean. Fiona Gableman and Lucas Bryant do not look like contemporaries to me.
Huh.
And I actually look them up and they are only 2 years apart and it's totally age appropriate, but he seems 10 to 15 years older than her to me.
Really? I didn't
He
feel that in this
reads
movie.
so old to me and I don't know why. And that was like, it was a little distracting.
Interesting. I have listed as when he first arrives on screen, that he is textbook romance stud. Like the way he's behaving with her is exactly like you would in a romance novel. He looks like you would be in a romance novel. But I was like, I've never seen this guy before. And I looked him up. How many times have I seen this guy before?
Oh, a ton.
So many. I never remember who he is. I never remember it. I don't know if it's just, he's just like out of central casting. I am an attractive white man, so like I just forget
And
him
don't
because,
even find him that attractive.
well, there's nothing
He's
remarkable necessarily. I think he's a good actor,
fair.
but like,
Yeah, sure. I have no problem with him, but he's, when it comes to Hallmark men, he is pretty low down on my like, ooh,
yeah.
that guy list.
I wouldn't even remember that he is a Hallmark man, to be honest.
Sorry, Lucas Bryant.
I even feel like something happened where this is not the time for this, Katie. I'll look it up later. I will look it up later or as you talk or something.
Okay.
Yeah. Other what the fucks?
I mean, I have a few, but do you want to do one?
Yeah. One of the things that really bugged me was I know it, her being an interior designer is a hallmark, but based on the way these movies usually work, when she saves the day, usually it's something to do with like what she does or like her whatever. And interior design just seemed like a really random choice. Like wasn't super connected to like any of the reasons why she left or you know what I mean? Like,
Yeah, though I will say they did try and explain it. I
sure.
felt.
They
I felt like
try.
they like it didn't feel like, oh, we're going to throw this in and never discuss it and it'll just be that weird, like why is this? You know, her little explanation about like I didn't want to follow the path my parents like assumed I would follow and so like I ended up basically just following what my roommate did. Like,
Yeah. And that's all fair to
sure.
me.
Yeah.
But then when she saves the day with this idea, it feels like the side story should have been, I
She
am a
should have been,
botanist somewhere.
well, I was thinking she should have been like an engineer or
Sure.
like, yeah, like she should have come, like, it should be more related to like, why would she? Not even that like she would know something about plants because clearly she would because she grew up on this farm but like being so like oh I know how to fix like a problem that it would like the greenhouse
Mm-hmm.
feels like that should have been some of her work related. I agree. I hear that.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. But I did, there is a line that I liked where he's like, you can't like to, you wanted to be inside, but you also like being outside because she's an interior designer. I'm like, that's pretty funny.
Yeah. Okay, so there's one scene which is supposed to be like, I think the like romantic, we you know, the like main romantic, oh my God, they're falling in love scene, but like they can't, and it is a day for night shot, and it is terrible. It was so awful. Like, first of all, like the colors are all wrong. Like, I mean, I feel like you don't even have to know anything about film. When I say it's a day for night shot, you kind of know what I'm talking about, and you know, like it's off. It's very, very off. And then occasionally it would be like a shot where they were like looking at him specifically, and like, you know, it's a two-person shot, but like they're looking over her shoulder at him, and he had this light behind him, like a reflection of like a lighting light or something. And I spent the whole time being like, what is it? Oh my God, I'm so distracted. I was like, how did they let this happen? It's awful. It's so bad.
That's amazing. The thing that I was referring to where I was like, Katie, don't look this up. But I did. So I recently, my phone has been yelling at me that I have too much on my phone. So I've been deleting pictures.
Sure.
And I recently deleted some screenshots from the last 4 years of our tweets that I was screenshotting. I'm like, oh, people retweeted us. And I was like, wait a second. I think Lucas Bryant was one of the people that I deleted something. And I was like, no, it couldn't possibly be. Like, I was preparing for this movie. No, it was him. So I really don't remember him at all. But he was really sweet at, because he had conversations with us with during Country at Heart. So thank you, Lucas Bryant. So yeah, I thought that was cute.
Good guy. Good guy. The other, like a few things, just little things. She seems really shocked that her parents are aging or have the capacity to age. Did you notice that?
No, not really, but tell me more.
Well, there's this part where like her dad starts taking like cholesterol medication or
Oh,
something,
high
or
blood pressure.
okay, yeah.
Yeah.
And she acts like, but you've never taken it before. So why would you ever take it now? And it's like, 'cause bodies change as we grow. Like,
Well, that whole
huh?
moment threw me for a loop because, like, I think I even texted you at this moment because, all right, so he fell, all this stuff is happening. We're like maybe close to the third act of this movie. And then all of a sudden she finds dad's pills and the mom goes, oh, he hasn't told you or something like that. As
Or
if
he
like,
didn't want to tell you.
he didn't want to tell you, as he didn't want to worry you, as if it's like he actually has cancer or like, or this, that, and the other. And then they just do a 180 where it was like, no, they've discovered it when he fell. He has high blood pressure, so he's got to take these pills. But I think that I honestly feel like they must have made a script change because they're like, this is too much. Let's just make it high blood pressure.
Yeah.
But her reaction had to remain the same.
I feel that completely. The other thing that like really just like threw me is right at the end of the movie where like they've won, they're gonna take a picture, and it's her parents and Rose and Tom taking a picture with this flower, and there's one other random farm worker in the picture with them. Like, it's not a named character. I don't know who it is.
Oh God, I didn't notice that. That's so funny.
It's like, you? Why are you in this picture? Are you important? What did you do?
That's hilarious. Oh my God. One of the biggest things I was shouting at the screen was during all of this time, it's almost like she forgot that she had planted one outside.
Yes. But I
Like,
think, well, here, it was almost more like she planted one outside and she kind of forgot about it, which part of me is like, meh, maybe, sure, whatever. But I also got the impression that, like, they didn't cultivate outside. Like, outside, it just is like, you'll grow just by being.
yeah, well, she said when she puts him in the ground, she says maybe, around your friends, maybe this will help you or something like that. But then like she visits it a couple of times, so much so that I feel like immediately when you see that the greenhouse isn't working, my brain would have been, what about my little buddy? And
Yeah.
I would have run straight to him to see how little buddy was doing, you know? And it's
Yeah.
almost like she was like, wait, this thing that I did in the first act that I've never seen again before. No, we've seen you visit him at least twice
Right.
since.
Well, also, did you notice? Because I did. It she plants him on the edge of the row of tulips. And when they find the perfect flower, it's in the middle of the row of
I did
tulips.
not notice that. That's so funny.
Was like, that's not the right flower, but it's okay. Don't worry about
Yeah. And honestly, some of those looked just fine, but she was like, it's not the right color.
Yeah, I don't, I mean, clearly I don't know enough about flowers. I like a good tulip. Tulips are pretty.
Yeah.
They all looked pretty good to me.
Yeah. They sure
Also,
did.
like, I wasn't sure what made, like, they didn't explain what made this one different. So, like, I don't, they called it tulip for rose, which, like, let's take a class on naming flowers because that's terrible.
Let's take a class on naming children.
Oh, we'll get into that too. Like, I was like, this just looks like a sort of like orangey tulip. And I feel like I've seen tulips like this plenty of times.
Sure.
Like, I didn't know why it was special other than they told us it was a special tulip. But I was like, all right, I can buy that it's special, but like, I don't know why.
For sure. In fact, I even took a picture of a tulip in my neighborhood and said, I think this looks like tulips for Rose. And Hannah went, yeah, it
It
does.
does. Yeah, right. Because I don't think it's actually that special looking. The one thing I do want to say about this movie before we jump into Hallmark Commerce, I do need to go to give it some credit because she has a conversation with her dad. They start off this movie with a like kind of antagonistic relationship. It's tough. And then, like her dad hurts himself, and then she thinks he's dying, or whatever. And she has this conversation with him where she is trying her best not to cry. They're in the kitchen, and I am not sure, but this is some of the best acting on Hallmark I've ever seen. I was just like, really, I was like, oh my God, I buy this. I'm like feeling feels, and like she is gonna cry and she's holding it back, and it is, she's doing a great job. And I
Yeah.
was just like, you know what, like this woman can act. She doesn't always have to in these movies, but she can do it.
She can. I'm actually pretty like not upset because why, but I do think that I am surprised that she has not had a bigger career in some senses.
Yeah.
Like I liked
Yeah.
her a lot on Wilfred.
Right. Like, yeah, I was just like, wow, you look at you go doing the acting, and you're doing it so well.
Yeah.
So just, shout out to Fiona Gubelman for that.
Hell yeah, girl. Get it. Get it.
All right. Hallmark comics.
Hallmark, hallmarks.
So my first one is someone has a thematic name.
Yeah, Rose.
And then we have a violet later,
then we
too.
have a violet. Look, who always wears violet? She's an interior designer.
Do this one thing and you get promoted or fired.
Because her boss is an ice queen.
You have to come home to help a parent who hurt themselves.
Yep, because you live on a farm. Your family has a farm.
When talking to someone negatively about themselves without knowing who they are.
Aha. I work with my boyfriend.
Yeah. She's been gone too long, so she doesn't know how things work anymore.
That's true. Oh, I skipped my hijinks on a ladder moment.
Oh, yeah. We did get a little, like, you've got something on your cheek moment.
Yeah. There is now a rival brunette.
So she's the rival blonde?
I guess she is, yeah. Rose is the rival blonde.
The farm is in trouble.
There's a competition.
To save the family business.
Oh no, the product isn't ready to save the family business at the competition.
Magic Hallmark heroine time where she can do flowers by day, interior design by night, and still function as a human person.
He is a cautionary tale because his workaholicness lost time with his dad. Yeah.
And his dad is dead and life is hard.
We're terrible people. There was a maybe interrupted kiss moment.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
We did get boomer wisdom.
We did. She stumbles on the business proposal to sell the business that she's trying to help with the competition.
We have a last minute Hail Mary to save the contest entry.
Oh no, her other job needs her now, so she's gonna miss the festival.
Doesn't/didn't want to take over the family business.
There's a bonfire.
Which I said, you show up to something, see a person for 5 seconds and say, I should go.
The thing that they tried that was a one in a million shot worked.
Her boyfriend calls and she doesn't want to talk to him.
They turned down the bitchy sales lady.
Her real boss basically says, you won't have to worry about or do that thing you actually love for a long, long time.
And I had the sabotage, and then I'm out.
Okay. We didn't actually say there was a festival, but there's a festival.
There's a festival.
And she moves back home.
Yay.
All right. So that was like 30 plus.
And I feel like I was like, I think, and I feel like we were being generous with like, not doing every little bitty thing.
Oh, like, there, yeah, so many. Pretty Parade?
Speaking of Fiona Gubelman, I loved her hair color specifically. Like, okay. It was just this beautiful strawberry blonde. I thought it looked gorgeous on her. Like, I would love to give that color a try, but I don't think it would work on me.
I had... my real pretty was just tulips.
Yeah.
I like tulips. They're very pretty.
They're pretty.
But I did have an anti, which was when we first enter her parents' house, her parents have a sign over their pantry that says pantry. And I was just angry about it. Just like, stop it. No, Nobody needs this. This is blah.
Unless it's not a pantry and they put a sign to throw people off and that's a secret like sexy room or something like that.
Thank you at least for going sexy room, because that was like, if she doesn't say like playroom sex dungeon, I'm gonna be upset, because it's the only reason you
Yeah. I mean, the only other thing is a panic room, but that is not as fun as a sexy room.
Yeah, but then why would you draw attention to it at all?
Oh, I mean, I guess that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Across the universe.
Okay. I have two. Do you have any?
Okay. I have one, and it might be one that you have.
Okay. So my first one that we sort of already said it, but I did have, you're wearing violet, Violet. Which, is not across the universe per se, but it's
That's
a
fun.
movie universe. I don't know.
Yeah.
I appreciated it. What was yours?
So on the mirror in her
It's
room, it's not yours? Or
no,
did oh,
it's
oh,
not.
okay. So if you look on the, so she's in her childhood room, and on the mirror in her room, there is a picture of Fiona Gouwelman and another person, like you do with your friends in your mirror. And that other person is Hallmark star Erin Cahill.
I didn't notice that.
It took me a minute. I happened to look up at the right moment because, I'm doing other things while I watch these things sometimes. But I was like, is that Erin Cahill? And I had to rewind, which was awful because of the way I was watching this. It took me forever to rewind. But yeah, it was her. So I'm not sure when or where or why they took that picture, but it's Erin Cahill on that picture.
That's so cute. My across the universe that I was giggling to myself about is the home that she is designing, or interior designing, is the Tannenhill home. And I started to think, so is this the home from Snow Bride?
I didn't put that together until you just said Tannenhill. I was like, Tannenhill, where did have I heard that
So in
Amazing.
my, and because it's also, we know it's a wealthy family, we know it's an influential family. So like, I think it even if it's not the specific house from Snow Bride, like, is it a house they've bought in LA
Yeah.
maybe? Yeah. So
Yeah.
I decided it was Senator Tannenhill's.
I think that it absolutely is. No decision needs to be made.
Or perhaps it is Ben and, oh, why am I forgetting her name in that?
I don't remember her name either.
Greta.
Greta. Wow. Hannah, your mind is truly astounding.
Maybe it's their home now that they're, in love and together forever.
I'm super happy about it. So happy about that. Amazing. New and noteworthy.
Specifically want to talk about her business boyfriend and their breakup.
That's the same one I have too.
Okay, because first of all, he is not an asshole. He's sort of on the same page about their breakup. And I think the best part is they break up at the beginning of a date and still have dinner together.
Yeah.
They were like, yeah, this isn't working. We don't really work as a couple, but we're still friends. You hungry? Let's still eat. And like, I was like, I know that messy breakups happen. Of course they happen. But this was so refreshingly like, nobody's really hurt here.
Yeah.
Everybody's acting like an adult. It's great.
You know, like even amicable breakups can you can have feelings around them. Like I definitely know that to be the case, but I did like how he literally took the words right out of her mouth. She's like, I got
Right.
something to say. He's like, that we shouldn't be together anymore. Yeah, totally. Let's get the French fries. All right.
Did you have a supporting shout out?
Yes. I loved Caroline, her ice queen boss. I really liked her. She is the mom from the OC. If anyone
Yes,
is
she is.
old like
Yes, she
me.
is.
The thing I liked about her is she was great at the iciness, and I didn't feel like it was put on, but it seemed like it was coming from like an authentic place. But her turnaround from like ice to compassion, I totally bought it, because at the end of it, she just goes, "We lost you to the farm, didn't we?" And there's no like, "I'm so disappointed in you." There's like
Yeah.
almost a little bit of cheekiness to it. I thought that she had some great acting. And apparently this is one of the last things that she ever did. She's still
Oh,
alive,
yeah.
but
Oh,
she's not acting
she's not
anymore.
back. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that she's still alive, because she's
Yeah.
not that old.
No.
I didn't have one, but I like yours. That's a
Thanks.
good call.
Thanks.
Kiss meter. We have two kisses.
We do. Kiss number one was the one before she goes to LA. I gave it a six. I said it was a very sweet kiss, but still has a boyfriend, still not really shouldn't be kissing people. So I couldn't really score it very high.
Similarly, I gave it a 6.5. I said kiss-wise, it was on the boring side, but emotionally it got some points. But the fact that she has a boyfriend makes it a little icky.
Yep. And then the last one. I gave it a five. I said it seemed pretty tepid as far as kids' kisses go. And at first, I was willing to give the clapping the benefit of the doubt because the person who was announcing the competition had stepped on stage. However, when the camera shifted, people were looking at the kissing, and nope, you could not misconstrue it. It was definitely for the kissing, the applause, and it was dumb.
Also gave it a
Yay.
and I said it would have been higher if people hadn't clapped for it. But I did like they did a little spin at the end, and I did like that.
Yeah, that
So
was.
it got 5 points for the spin. So, Katie, would you recommend other people watch this movie?
I think that it's fine. Like, I mean, like we said, that it's well put together in a way that, like, with all of the hallmarks, like, I'm surprised it wasn't more bonkers bananas. It was a little boring to me, to be perfectly honest, but it was also very sweet and like you said, well acted. It's pretty to look at. It's not overly offensive. So I'd say, sure, you could watch this one.
Yeah, I'm there with you. I said this movie should be terrible. By all rights, it should be terrible, but it is surprisingly watchable. And like has some great acting moments that like it made it way cuter than it has any right to be. Like, is it my favorite Hallmark movie? Of course not. But like in the realm of like Hallmark flower movies, it's right up
Flower farm movies, yeah.
and like the amount of those that there are is also too high. So yeah, like go for it, have fun.
Ladies love flowers, you know. Well,
Yeah.
awesome. This one was fun. I'm glad we finally did this. I feel like it's been pushed on me for the last 8 years.
Well, it also feels like one of those movies where like Hallmark doesn't re-air it. You never hear about it anywhere. Like it's almost like been lost to time
Unless you have Hallmark
Hallmark-wise.
movies now,
Right.
because I
You
feel
have
like
to have Hallmark movies now.
I feel like I always see it advertised there or on demand, but never
Okay.
really, like, you know what I mean?
Sure. But it is one of those ones where like I can't think of when they've re-aired it. I mean,
That's
maybe
true.
it's like 2 in the morning and I haven't noticed, but like it doesn't feel like a re-aired movie very often, and I think that's kind of a shame. Like
Yeah.
it's cute enough to warrant that.
I agree.
You know, they air movies we hate all the time, so
Well, usually the movies we hate have people that other people like.
I know.
So,
Specifically, it was always you. It's on constantly. And
yes.
I'm never gonna like it. I'm never gonna
No,
like
no. Hey,
it.
if you're unfamiliar with It Was Always You, we did a great podcast about it, one of my favorites. So you can check that out on our feed. We've got a lot of podcasts, Hannah. We've been doing this for a long time. Almost, wait. Our first episode was May of 2019.
5 years. Shit.
Which means,
Katie,
like,
we're going to kindergarten.
we're getting our ears pierced.
I was seven.
At five, we get our ears pierced. And my family.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Yeah.
I think five would have been fine. Though also, but when I got my ears pierced, you had to have an adult, but they didn't have to be, they didn't have to prove they had any right to do this to you.
So
Because
cute.
my grandmother took me and I didn't ask her any questions. She was like, here, I'm going to pay for this child to get her ears pierced. And they were like, cool. Which I don't think they do anymore.
I am just so proud that we have done, when I say we, I really mean me, that we have done something consistently for 5 years.
I think we, because I also don't do anything consistently like that.
You are better at the tweetings because I have, like I have said, I am sucked into hall into improv, and that takes a lot of my Saturday nights. So Hannah is the tweet queen. I miss the tweeting. I want to do it again sometime soon. Maybe I shall. But wow, Hannah, what an achievement.
What an achievement. Look at us go. Cheers to us.
Cheers to us. I'm so happy. Well, I hope, dear listeners, you can feel our love for that Hannah and I have for each other.
And that you in like following along with our either discovery or deep dives into these movies that we simultaneously love and hate. And I'm so happy. I really do feel like the specific version of Hallmark fan that we are and the community of those types of fans, such a great place to be. Like, I love these people. Genuinely
100%.
love these. Like, it's great. It's fantastic.
Cheers to you. Cheers to them.
Here's to
Cheers
all
to
of you
that.
too.
It's so true. The community that we've built on Twitter, it's Twitter.
And
I'm
all of
sorry.
our listeners, and like the fact that we have a podcast that people who we have never met in real life actually listen to is wow.
Yeah, it's
Wow.
touching. What an amazing thing. Wow, we were planning this gush fest, but here we are.
No, here we are a little tipsy doing this thing.
We haven't done that in a while. That's
No.
fun. This is fun. Where can people follow us, Hannah?
Yeah, so make sure you're following us on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. One kiss means forever, where one and the four are numerals. When it's a new movie, we'll try to tweet it. They've been doing this weird, like, something it was on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries now is like premiering on Hallmark Channel, and I'm like,
Yeah.
I'm not live tweeting that again.
Yeah.
It's not happening.
Yeah.
But when it's actually new, we try. No
Yes.
promises, because we're getting better. I am getting better at having a life on a Saturday. It's
You
not
have
perfect.
always been good at having a life, Hannah. You are so busy and you do so many cool things.
Yeah, that's true. We were just talking about the fact that I have not been home all week because I have been out at the theater.
The theater.
Yes.
If you would like to email us, some of your favorite episodes that we've ever done, you can always email us at onekissmeansforever@gmail.com, and that's all spelled out as you see it on our logo. And hey, if you're doing that, you might as well rate and review us.
Yeah. And thanks as always to Flint Pastures for our intro outro music. His stuff's on Apple Music, Spotify, and SoundCloud. And thank you to our listeners just for being there and listening for years.
Years.
Years. 5 years. Oh my God.
Five is my lucky number. What a year it is, Hannah.
What a year. It's going to be great. All right, guys. We'll see you next time. Why is that so hard?